You're a wizard, Harry. Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for the Goblet of Fire with
Sarah Tompkins,
Vijaya Shrestha,
and I'm Michael DeMauro. This week, we talk about the final chapter, Chapter 37, The Beginning. We also wrap up the book, The Goblet of Fire, and we conclude the battle for the Triquizard Tournament.
So two of them at a time will be outside, and I have a list.
Well, yeah. Are we writing this
one at a time?
Are we writing
them
down?
No, we're gonna say
whatever you want to say.
No,
I don't care, honestly.
Just check it off on your thing, because if you write it down, then other people. So the lightning round is she has a list of things she's gonna ask.
Wait,
each
so
one
you
of
have
us.
Prior knowledge of what's happening?
Because I made
she doesn't know what
round.
The list is.
She just came up with all the questions.
You never left your laptop open at any
okay.
point.
Sure
did
didn't.
What
she
oh,
didn't.
So points. Helen, can you give us some
oh, yeah.
points?
Yes.
You and I are tied.
Well, you also have to add it to whatever our previous mm-hmm. points were, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Dumbledore is just going to come in at the end and give it to one of us.
Probably Harry, because you like...
You're going to do that for Pope,
Hermione,
right?
Hermione, like creates some sort of...
Michael has how many?
Nine.
Michael's come back.
Sarah has 12.
Sarah's stupid.
Dang.
And Vijaya has 11.
Does that mean we're tied?
We're tied.
Yeah, you all are tied.
I stab you.
Now I
stab
you.
And now I stab you.
Now, how many points can you get? I still don't know what this lightning round is at all.
So it's a list. She's going to say,
I think the person who gets...
I think it just should be 1 point.
One for one?
For each thing.
Oh, I was going to say 1 point for the whole list.
I disagree.
What if someone gets
one
the
for
whole
each,
list?
One for each, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a list, so it's like, how many spells did Harry do in this, like, give me all the spells that Harry did in this book, and you have to name all the spells, and
okay.
the person that gets the most wins that round.
Okay.
So
one thing, apparently. Okay.
So
what are the total points right now?
Total points are...
Okay.
I think Michael should go first.
That makes sense.
Michael, 9, right?
Yeah.
So
Michael has 18.5, and Vijaya and Sarah each have 23.5.
Yikes.
Well, we're only getting 1 point for the whole list.
No. 1 point per
each. Oh, yeah, that's a minute.
All right, yep. So you and I are going to go in the hallway.
You could also do 3 points for the first place person, 2 points for one person.
I don't like that either.
Can
you shut this?
Yeah.
I'm bringing my phone, so if anybody has any answers, they want to Should I time this?
On this floor.
Yes.
Right? You know what? That's 100% fair. Yep. I know things. That's
threatened
really smart,
my
actually.
One again, so.
How about a minute?
Like,
is that
that sounds perfect.
Do you want me to time it?
Yes, please.
And just a minute,
yeah.
right?
Just a minute, yeah.
Give me 1 second.
So they'll all get the same one.
All right, you tell me when.
Okay. All right, I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'll have them start.
Cool, okay. As soon as you finish the question?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
List all Death Eaters mentioned in the Goblet of Fire.
Past
and present.
Okay, Lucius Malfoy, Crab, Goyle, the guy who worked Barty Crouch. What's the guy who is an executioner? I don't know. No, I'm gonna. I'm flaring out. I don't know.
You got it. Keep going. How much time is it?
How much time?
30 seconds.
Oh, shit. let's see. Yeah. This is fun. This is a good audio.
10 seconds.
Thank you. All right. 4.
Yay!
Yay. All right.
Go get.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. You're making a head motion. Who do you want next?
Doesn't matter.
What's that?
I can't think of it.
Yeah,
I want it.
Yeah, thank you. Feminism.
Really?
Did you see that? What? No, okay. I just moonwalked into the room.
She actually, she did come in backwards. She did not look at the thing.
Oh, bless you.
That's all you. Okay. I wanted to be cool, but I'll also go with that.
Wait, all right.
Did I write stuff?
No, no. You say it to me and I'll write it down. Okay, so you need to list all Death Eaters mentioned in the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Past and present.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, for goodness sake. Okay, we have Barty Crouch Jr., we have Lucius Malfoy, we have... Oh my god, that's all I remember. Goodbye, guys.
You have a minute, by the way.
Okay, and Goblet of Fire. Okay, we have, mentioned? Uh-huh. Oh my god, my heart hurts right now. Don't do it, I feel judged.
30 seconds.
Okay, I hear you. well, Peter Pettigrew's there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there? They talk about. I've lost. I've already lost. Voldemort's not a Death Eater. He's kind of just there.
No. All right.
Okay. Three. Can I just tell you about how bad of a test taker I am? I'm allowed 5 extra minutes because of I have ADD. This is Sarah. She always got extra time on tests. So let's also talk about that.
Okay. Nice job.
I got a 13. Right.
I bet you did.
I should have. Sorry, I just laughed at you. Yeah, I should probably come.
Was she up? Wait, would we have got a penalty for guessing wrong things?
No, you just said wouldn't get a point.
I didn't say wrong things, so I thought I was going to get penalized for wrong things.
Girl! I almost left.
Better not. Okay.
Yeah,
no, you're
going to
sit down?
Stand up.
No! Wait, did I stand up or sit down?
I don't know anything. So
yes, you do.
Confidence.
You only said all right. Excuses.
So you get a minute, and you have to name all the Death Eaters mentioned in the Goblet of Fire, past and present. All right, go.
Malfoy, Crab, Goyle. Oh, shit, I was going to say Scabbers. Scabbers. What's his name? Pettigrew.
Uh-huh.
Harrow?
No, not Harrow?
What?
He's not in this book.
Snape? That's why I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
The peanut gallery's talking.
I literally do not know anything. Hold on. Huh? Shit.
Are you still tied?
No, she got one more than I did.
Uh-huh. What? You got one more than
I
did?
Wait, no, hold on.
Wait.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
Shit.
He's so, really excited. Michael got 4.
I got 3.
Vagina got 5. Sarah got 3.
I got 3.
Did I win?
You tell the trick.
Oh my god! I did
Do y'all want me to read you the list?
Yes.
Okay, I was afraid I was gonna guess.
Okay, there's a lot. There's 8 teams in there.
Yeah. Holy shit!
Karkaroff. So there is Igor Karkaroff.
Yeah.
Antonin Dolohov.
I was gonna say
Lucius Malfoy, both Lestranges. Adolphus and Bellatrix.
I did say Bellatrix.
Avery, Rozier, Wilkes, Snape, Crouch Jr., Crabbe, Goyle, Knott, Travers, Mulciber, Rookwood. Walden McNair, that's the guy you're trying to think of, and Peter Pettigrew. That's a lot.
Damn.
That's a lot more than I thought.
Damn.
Yeah.
Malfoy.
Well,
hey, where's my cup?
I didn't bring it. Well, I guess thank you everybody for coming out. It was amazing having you all here for this. And it was-
thank you for watching me win!
I want to be in this picture now.
Yeah,
so you guys can give an unironic thumbs up in our photo of us with everyone here.
Yay!
If you backed us on Kickstarter, 1, thank you. And 2, we have some stuff up here.
Yep.
So please come and see us. Yeah. So
thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Yay. Yay.
You know,
this is so historic.
This is what is to come.
I say we also do. We do have a couple.
My wins. I'm gonna be champion for the next 3 books.
Thanks, guys.
Have you each won?
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks to Megan. Also,
Megan.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure she's gonna be our quiz master from here on out. So.
Thing to do
unless Vagina wins again, then she's not.
That's fair. I wish I could say that she helped me.
Chapter 37, The Beginning. So everything has just been, this stuff all went down and then school kept happening. So everything's been very weird for Harry. He's just kind of like walking around like a zombie. No one's talking to him. The very worst bit for him
kid
was.
Died. It's fine.
Yeah. The very worst bit for him was when he had to meet with the Diggorys the next morning, though they were very, very nice, didn't blame him, and thanked him for returning Cedric's body. Harry tried to give them the prize money, but they were like, no, you keep it.
It's just sweet. I love those
That is sweet.
So most people are just like pretending Harry isn't there and avoiding him. The other bad news is that Dumbledore says that Harry has to go back to the Dursleys again over the summer. What's the deal with that?
WTF.
What's the deal with the Dursleys?
It's like he wants them to go there every year. It's weird. Harry and crew go to see Hagrid. Hagrid's actually doing okay. He's made up with Madame Maxime.
Aww.
And he's essentially like, you know what? I knew this was coming. This is going to happen, and we got Dumbledore on our side, and we're going to fight him. Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to be fine. And he's like, and me and I forget what he calls her. He calls her like, I forget what his nickname is. It's like, something. I don't know, whatever.
Olymp?
Oh, yeah, something like
That's her name, Michael.
Whatever, man. So Dumbledore has a secret job for him over the summer, and he thinks that he's going to get Madame Maxime to go with him. So he's kind of excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
So finally the time for the farewell feast comes, and Harry is kind of dreading it. He does not want to go. And he gets there, and it's very somber. There's no, you know, house colors. It's just all black. He does see the real Moody there, who's extremely twitchy and obviously freaked out after having been stuck in a box for, like, months.
I mean, that'll do it to you.
Yeah.
I would be very paranoid, too. So.
Oh, for sure. Well, he started out paranoid, right?
That's true.
So Dumbledore gets up to give his one of his famous, fun, end-of-the-year talks. He starts out by having everyone raise their goblets for Cedric, and then he drops the bomb, which is that apparently this wasn't said to anybody before this, but Dumbledore says that Cedric was murdered by Lord Voldemort. So the Ministry doesn't want Dumbledore telling people this, and in fact, he thinks that, like, parents are probably going to be mad at him, but he's not going to lie. Telling the truth is better.
Yeah.
He says that Harry escaped Voldemort and was very brave and, you know, risked his life to get Cedric's body back. And he thinks that everyone should also honor Harry. So they do another cheersy toast to Harry, you know, very somberly. But yeah, everyone's like, Harry Potter. And then they drink their pumpkin juice or whatever. Except for the fucking Slytherins, who are just, you know, real jerks. Then Dumbledore goes on about how international ties are more important than ever. And, you know, these people that you met, you know, we all have a common foe. And so be friends with your Durmstrang and other Beauxbatons folks. And, you know, then he gives the whole famous line about how we're only as strong as we are united and as weak as we are divided and yada, yada, yada.
What does that even mean?
Blah, blah, blah. Everyone be friends.
That's why America is the way it is, because you say blah, blah, blah to these things.
Chance. All you need is love.
Yada, yada, yada. Kumbaya. All that bullshit.
But the big takeaway is remember Cedric Diggory. He was a solid dude. I think that's a direct quote.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So Harry's getting ready to leave, and Fleur comes over and says goodbye, and she wants to come and work at the Ministry or something like that, because she wants to learn better English. And then Crumb comes over, and he wants to say goodbye, but pretty much only to Hermione, if you know what I mean.
What?
Ron.
Because
Ron is
the closest, and they've had very intense personal conversations.
Yeah. Ron is extremely conflicted, so he is like, really upset. He's like, you know, craning his neck to see what they're doing. And he's like, you know, what's going on? But so they come back, and Crumb says how he liked Diggory and he was always, you know, really nice to him. And he hates Karkaroff because, you know, he's a jerk. Ron can't help himself. He hands up asking Crumb for his autograph.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
He wants to.
Yep. So they take the train back home. There is nothing in the Daily Prophet. So the Ministry is hushing up all the stuff that happened. There's just like one small article how Harry won the tournament. And that was it. They didn't even mention Cedric. And then Hermione starts ranting about Rita Skeeter and how she's not going to write anything. That's for sure. Mm-mm. Because she's an unregistered animagus.
What?
And yeah.
What?
Yep. That's what the whole slapping thing was in the last episode.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Hermione has her in an unbreakable jar.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
That of course
seems
she
like
does.
A human rights violation, Hermione. I don't know.
It really, really does. And then, on top of that, she's also blackmailing her into silence. So she's not allowed to write any articles for like a year or something. Otherwise, Hermione's going to tell the world about her secret. Her
That's a lot,
deep,
Hermione.
Dark secret that she's actually a beetle.
Well, she's not actually a beetle. She's an actually human person.
All right, whatever. So Malfoy and his cronies show up, and they're talking all kinds of shit. They're like, happy Voldemort's back.
Nope.
And he's like, you know, Harry, you picked the wrong side. I told you in the first book.
That's a weird thing for Malfoy.
Hey, you know.
He knows.
And then he's like, Voldemort's going to come for all the mudbloods. And he's like, well, they already came for Cedric. And as he's like saying that, he gets cursed by like 17 different people. There's like people in the halls that are cursing him. Everyone's cursing him.
Did he not die from all that cursing?
He's unconscious for the rest of the train ride. And they just like step over him as they're leaving
and
stuff.
It's not great.
It's pretty bad. Fred and George show up. They're one of the people who are in the hallway who are cursing all the Slytherin folk. And it turns out that their whole deal, this whole book, was that they were blackmailing Ludo Bagman since he paid their bet, their big winning bet at the World Cup. He paid it in leprechaun gold. Yeah. So Ludo's in all kinds of gambling trouble. He's in deep with the goblins.
That sounds about right.
So his whole thing was, so he's been betting that Harry would win the tournament, which is why he keeps trying to help him, which that seems not, that also seems morally
dubious.
Not really cool. Ethically, not, that's not an ethical bet. That's not ethical, not gambling quite. There, Ludo. And so they're like, oh, so Harry won, so he must be fine now. And they're like, nope, the goblin said Harry drew with Cedric. So Ludo is in very big trouble. So everyone leaves, and Harry gets Fred and George to stay behind. He ends up giving them the Triwizard winnings so that they can start their joke shop.
That is really sweet, Harry. Yeah. At least he does some things right.
And that, folks, is the end of our book.
And I would just like to say that this is the beginning of the reign of Bajaya as the Triquizard champion.
That can't be right.
You know what?
We are the champions. I am the champion. Here,
pry that cup out of my cold, dead hands.
Yeah, but do you have that trophy?
I will stab you and take it with you. Take it from
I
you.
I don't doubt it, actually. I'll just give it to you.
Please do not stab
me. I'll stab you still.
No stabs, please.
No stabs, babe.
I'll stab you and then take Kit from you also.
No! Yes, congratulations, Vijaya.
It is well deserved.
I mean, you are the last one to win, but, you know.
Hey! I'm going to win from now till book 7.
Because oh man.
This is the reign of Bajaya, like I said.
Man, crazy. New things in this chapter. Hagrid has a secret mission, which I'm sure we'll hear more about.
Yeah, because he can't keep a gosh darn secret to save his life.
Starts mouthing off. I'm surprised he hasn't already told people.
Yeah, right. We see just how deep Cornelius Fudge's cognitive dissonance goes with the whole, like, there's no Voldemort, nothing's happening, everything's fine. We get that with the whole...
It's like people can just deny the truth when they see it in front of them, despite what horrible things horrible people are doing and saying.
It's just, you know, it's too horrible for him, his brain, to accept. And that's, like, he doesn't really believe, like, he must actually believe Voldemort's not back, right? Like, otherwise it's just insanity.
Right, otherwise he could potentially be a very bad person. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? And we find out about Ludo Bagman's gambling problems. That's fun.
That's kind of sad.
Again, addiction things.
Addiction. Yeah. And he used to be a former athlete. So he's an athlete who was paid a lot. Probably didn't make a lot of money before that, and now had all of this money and just didn't know how to invest his wealth and was never given the proper investment education. And we can't necessarily blame him for his addiction.
It's tough. That is a common thing with those old professional athletes.
I'm just saying.
How do we feel about all of the human rights violations that Hermione
Not super.
Keeping a woman in a jar.
Yeah, that seems bad. That seems like weeks. Even for Hermione's standards.
How?
Like, that's not great.
How is she, like,
couldn't she get her, like, arrested on, like, some sort of very technical violation instead? Why does she have to do that?
I do not know. I guess
I just want to know how she's, like, caring for her. Feeding him, like, leaves and stuff that beetles eat?
Probably.
Yeah, put a leaf or two in there.
That must be it. Yeah, she's in an unbreakable jar. Rita can't get out. And... you know, her rights are being violated, and she's also getting blackmailed into silence.
But here's the thing, like, she can't transform because it's unbreakable. Because if she transforms back into Rita Skeeter, then she would be squished.
Crushed by her own bulk.
Are you saying Rita is bulky?
Bulkier than a jar.
No, gotcha. Sure. Yeah, that's very, like, on one hand, like, Rita's not a great person, but at the same time, just because, like, she writes, like, bad things about her friends and is a illegal and a magi, that doesn't mean
doesn't
you
mean
can't
you
keep someone, yeah, kidnap someone.
Yeah, that's probably...
And keep someone prisoner.
Disproportionate.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like if Sarah took my lunch and I, like, locked her in a cupboard for a week.
I mean, if I took your lunch...
That's true.
Punishment fits
the
crime.
That is a human rights violation, so I might deserve it.
Did anyone, like, question this part of her life before she became a high-up person in the ministry later on?
Rita? Oh, Hermione, yeah.
Hermione, this incident in her life. Like, it looks like, Miss Granger, you held an illegal animagi prisoner in an unbreakable jar for a while, and now you want to be head of magical law enforcement?
Well, we don't know what happens to Rita Skeeter. Maybe Hermione assassinates her.
Oh, shit.
To keep her quiet.
Wow.
Could be.
That's dark.
Potentially. Speaking of dark, how about the Slytherins just straight up taking the side of the biggest evil person in history when Slytherins are supposed to not be bad?
That is an excellent point. That is an excellent point. How about them just taking this side, period, and not being like, well, maybe he wasn't great. Like, all of them without question are doing that? That seems weird. There's only one
person
who's
that,
like, hey, guys, Hitler sucked.
Yeah, I think, like, most of, like, the table didn't get up and, you know, toast Harry and whatnot.
That's real rude.
It's disturbing. It's a little bit disturbing.
And not in good taste.
Yeah. So yeah, they just straight up are like, yep, we're picking the evil side. There's a guy who is unabashedly evil. There's no...
Well, it's like the kids that are unabashedly going around saying they are okay with being Nazis and white supremacists. It's the same coming of evil, you guys, in Harry Potter and in real world.
That can't be real.
It's true. But yeah, it would be nice if the Slytherins weren't all, like, 100% evil. That'd be nice.
They aren't. Haven't you read The Cursed Child?
I did, but now I kind of wish I hadn't.
I feel like that's Cursed Child. I think it's rewriting history a little bit.
It's canon.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be some Slytherins. Like, they said not everybody stood up, but some stood up.
Not all Slytherins. Hashtag
not all Slytherins.
Yes, some of them did, so.
And they probably, like, got beat up later.
Probably.
Yeah, seriously.
But, like.
Why'd you stand up? Well, you love the Gryffindors? You want to be a Gryffindor? Or you love with Hufflepuffs?
Who wouldn't love a Hufflepuff?
So, anyway, that's my chapter.
It's a good chapter. Really wrapped
it
up.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up nicely. Thanks, Michael.
It was the beginning
of the fourth book.
It was the end, but it was also the beginning.
That's right. That's right. What was it the beginning of?
The
My Reign.
Yeah.
Hey guys, do you want to just talk about our feelings for a little bit?
Let's do it.
I mean, I don't want to. I can't believe this book is over.
We just finished the fourth book. We just spent many weeks of our lives. 37 weeks of our lives talking about this book.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think? How did it compare to what you thought going in? How did it compare to the last time you read it? Is it, like, up on your list? Is it down on your list? Has it not moved? Did you realize anything different about it?
I don't think it has moved in my list. I still like it. It got real dark. It got real long, real fast. I mean, it had already obviously started to get darker in Prisoner of Azkaban, but I think this is the first time Harry actually sees a death.
Mm-hmm.
By his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'm sure.
And maybe created it by his own hands, kind of.
Mm.
Sort of.
So, it got dark. I still like this movie. I still like this book. It was like, it's kind of like a testament to J.K. Rowling's, like, story weaving.
Mm.
She randomly maybe mention something that seems like very mundane at the beginning of the book, and at the end of the book you're like, holy shit, it all ties together.
Yeah, I think that's why I liked this book so much, is that it really does, it's like, it's where things really start happening. There's like a lot of consequence to all of the things that have already happened. And yeah, and like the whole Barty Crouch thing, and when it comes together at the end and you find out the Winky wasn't sitting alone in the box and all the stuff at the beginning and that she stole the wand and all of this was just like tiny pieces of this bigger puzzle. It's really cool. I don't know. Yeah. That's just always a satisfying moment in any book. And that there were so many little pieces to slot together at the end is incredibly fun and satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how she, obviously, like the rise of Voldemort in this book, coupled with the killing of innocent people, like Bertha Jorkins, obviously, mm-hmm. Frank Bryson, mm-hmm. like a good, very handsome, innocent person as Cedric Diggory, as Voldemort. Voldemort doesn't say it, but, you know, Dumbledore says, you know, like, Voldemort's back, he kills...
Voldemort's like, Voldemort's back, bitches!
he kills innocent, good people, like, you all knew Cedric. Like, yeah, so I like all of that tying together, like, mm-hmm. the rise of evil.
It's a good book.
The slow rise of evil.
I enjoyed it as well. I don't think I had any giant revelations or anything, but and I don't think it's moved on my list, but I did really enjoy it. And it is, I like the shift in tone.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It does get really dark, but I think she still does a good job of sort of balancing it and making it dark, but in a way that still is appealing to younger audiences and is not too scary. I think it's scary, but the right amount of scary, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like the coupling with all the action-packed tri-wizard tournament.
Right. Yeah, that stuff's all fun.
That was a good break from like Quidditch, like exams, Quidditch exams. That was a good break from that, what we have had the last three books. So like kind of getting a glimpse of the other schools and the rest of the wizarding community. That was good. And then, like, we also got introduced to, like, some of the other characters from the ministry. So that was fun also.
She does do a good job of that. You know, like, it could be, it's 7 years at a school and it could get very, very formulaic. And she uses a lot of the same bits, but she changes them up enough to keep everything interesting, which is neat.
Yeah. I also like how she made Harry a little bit more angsty. Like, obviously, he's growing up.
Mm.
He's going through puberty. He has a crush now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also like getting a little antsy, and that's just going to keep increasing into the next book.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be really fun in the next one. I can't wait to read that. But no, I really can't. I do. I feel like I like the fifth book, but yeah, that's going to be tricky. But yeah, no, I don't know. I think I've always really liked this book, and it kind of reaffirmed why I liked it. You know, I guess there is a lot of, sometimes I think maybe it does get caught up in plot more than other books, but I always enjoy it. There's, you know, I always, for as much as I don't like, always like action scenes, I thought they were pretty fascinating. I liked the challenges. I liked how she thought through them and, you know, what the solution, each person a different solution to each of the challenges. And I thought that was pretty inventive and I loved that.
Hmm.
And I like thinking about, you know, what I would do in a challenge. And yeah, I don't know. It's just cool. She kind of just built upon what you thought you knew of the universe and gave you more schools and expanded
right.
the universe.
Yeah, that's a good point. It opened it up beyond just the old UK.
The good old UK.
The good old UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I thought it was really,
yeah, I don't think.
It was really good. I mean, I don't know if I had any, like, huge shift in any sort of feelings reading it now versus reading it the last time.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
How much happier were you that there was only that one big scene of Quidditch in this book? And
I was so happy.
Scenes of Quidditch.
I was so happy. And even then I was like, okay, this is done now. And it was. It was done pretty quickly. So I'm all there for that.
It was a pretty good Quidditch section in this book, though.
Mm-hmm.
Good in terms of like how it was. Yeah, no, actually, I really liked it too. I liked the idea of the cup, and I thought that was kind of cool, bringing like all the nations together and actually seeing these different fans. I thought that was kind of fun.
I also like that the Weasleys finally got to kind of experience luxury for like once.
Right.
Getting to sit in the top box.
Oh, yeah, that was another difference in the movie, which kind of makes sense that they're just like, oh, we're going to the good box. You guys go to the garbage seats.
Yeah, right?
That's true. Garbage people.
Makes more sense. But yeah. I mean, why doesn't Harry, I realize that this is probably the question that we should have asked in the last chapter, and I like that Harry gave the money to the twins, so I like that they start their joke shop, but why didn't he just, like, give the money to the Weasleys somehow?
I don't think the Weasleys would have taken it.
Yeah, there's not a way
that he could have figured out how to give it to them, though. Maybe not.
Like, concoct some kind of fake lottery thing.
I don't know. I just feel like he does.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think he would have just... Yeah, if you would have just given it to the Weasleys, I don't think they would have taken it. Mrs. Weasley definitely would have been like, that's yours, dear. You keep it. You need it.
They would have just blown it on another trip to Egypt anyway, you know?
That's true. Why do they do that?
Right? They just, like, they get a little money and they just blow it.
Yeah, what the heck?
Because they're investing in the wizarding world. Maybe that's a segment we should cover.
Sure, investing, quote unquote, in the wizarding world, quote unquote.
This book was also like a kind of a test, the first test for the trio's friendship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they each have kind of tiffs, huh?
They get mad.
They get real mad.
And the start of maybe a romantic relationship.
With who? We didn't talk about this when we talked about the movie, but there was a lot of Harry Hermione overtones in the movie, like a lot.
Really?
Harry and Hermione?
Yeah, overtones in the movie. Not even subtly, like weird longing glances. Yeah.
I didn't catch on to that.
Yeah, no, it happened a bunch. And I was like, okay, sure.
Maybe that was just in your heart, Sarah, and in your mind.
I think it was more in Mike Newell's heart or something. So it happened
maybe.
A lot.
Maybe he's a Harry Hermione shipper.
Hermione.
But yeah, I like this book. You like this book. Michael likes this
book. It's a good book.
Yeah, I really like this book. This is one of my favorites. And I mean, maybe some, I don't know. I'm interested to see how, it is definitely of the four books we've read now, it's my favorite of the four that we've read.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say for me also.
Third book's still mine.
That's because you're stupid.
I know. I'm very stupid.
Aww.
No, you're not.
I know a lot of people whose favorite book is the third book.
I like the book. I like it. It's good.
It's a good book. It is a good book. So we
can, it has a hippogriff.
We can mostly agree that so far our ratings are either 3-4, 4-3. So, Bajan and Abby, 4-3, 1-2.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to rate 5 when we finish 5.
It will be certainly helpful to rate them, to like read them in order and then rate them, because it's hard to rate them subjectively when you haven't read them in order.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
here's book 5. Can we judge book 5 like the first half of book 5 and the second half of book 5?
I guess we're going to have to see.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us for season 4 of You're a Wizard, Harry. And I guess we'll see you in a couple of weeks or a month.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see you.
I don't know.
Hopefully soon. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you for joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry. Our editor is Alan Matthews. Podcast art by Jesse Carlton. And music by Sean Fagan. Want to help out? Leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Want to get in touch? Email us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter. I'm Thrifty Nerd, and these other two are Her Lady Tompkins and Ethnic Ninja. I'll let you figure out which is which. This week, we talk about the final chapter, chapter 37, The Beginning. Not a great name for a final chapter. We also wrap up the book, The Goblet of Fire. And we conclude the battle for the Tri-Quizzard Tournament.
Da, da, da.
But you don't have to listen to that part. Ugh.